Things rarely go as advertised. We saw it this morning when the holy water dumping all over the place. Students around here that know me well know this to be true in a lot of the things that I do. Not because I mislead them, but because I kind of have high ideals sometimes of how things will go. And part of campus ministry, right, if we're honest about it, is about advertising, right? You have to want to get people attracted to something, get them to commit to something so that they can have an experience that maybe changes something in their life. Their heart can be changed. And it doesn't have to be as odd or maybe even as manipulative as that may sound, right? We want to invite people into something that maybe introduces them to relationships, friendships in their life, that good and holy friendships that might change the trajectory or help them to continue the trajectory of their life, or even most especially all the way to an encounter with Christ. And that's partly why we have, as you'll see the posters around the building, a beautiful picture of Arches advertising our end-of-year trip to Arches and Canyonlands. Right? People got excited about the trip. They might even ask how much it costs, a few more of the details, and really excited a few weeks later when they reread the poster and see that it includes two nights of camping. Well, then some of that excitement might wear off for them. Right? Even for the people that go on the trip, the ones that went last year when we went to different national parks may tell you that because of the weather and other circumstances, it didn't really go quite as advertised. But it's an important life lesson to learn. As we celebrate Palm Sunday today, as we look forward to this week ahead, we experience a similar phenomena. Right? People were so excited about the Messiah. The Jews saw this Jesus who had done these great works, these great miracles. They saw him as the promised one, the one that would come and set them free. And on Palm Sunday, when they're all shouting Hosanna to all glory to God in the highest, laying down their palm branches, they watched him go off, and over the next week, they saw things definitely changed. They went from announcing him publicly to publicly asking that he be crucified. And so for us, right, if they would have paid attention, if we pay attention to the full details, then we'll realize that actually that was the Jesus that they were looking for. They would have read the suffering servant psalm or readings like we had from Isaiah today. They would have recognized that this, in fact, was still the king. Now, true is it that at least in my life, I would assume probably in yours, things rarely go as advertised. And when we experience difficulty, maybe that temptation can cause us to run. When I think about that moment where we maybe have the decision to make in our life, whether small or big, I'm reminded of the story of Blessed Stanley Rother. He was a priest from just down the way in Oklahoma, from Okarchi. And he struggled through school, yeah, but he went to seminary. He made it through seminary. He got ordained a priest. He was excited. He was doing some great things in kind of what is now the Tulsa Diocese. He decides to go on mission. He goes off to Guatemala. He loves the people. And a man that struggled with language, he was able to interpret, or translate rather, the New Testament into their native tongue. The people loved him. Until an uprising happened in the country. So he came home because things were unsafe. But while he was home on retreat, he heard God say to him in prayer, "A shepherd does not run from his sheep." Shepherd does not run from his sheep. So he went back. And today, now we call him Blessed Stanley Rother, for he died martyrdom for the faith. My sheep, this week we realize that Christ did the same thing for you and for me. And so when we recognize this, may we not run as sheep from our own shepherd. The Christian life is not advertised as easy. It entails a lot of struggles and challenges. But like that camping trip, with great humility, with the acceptance of all of the details of the life that may contain, we can emerge with our King, victorious through suffering, victorious through the hike of life, to behold the vistas and the immensity and the beauty of his life and of his love for us. So let us not be afraid, but let us enter this week with great humility and acceptance of all that the Lord has planned for us.